You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Natila. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have the spelling of your first name?
Do you want my name or under the insured name? It's under my wife's name.
Okay, we could do your name.
Okay, Kenneth. Oh, she has me listed. Sorry. Kenneth. Last name is Springer, Springer.
Springer. And what's a good callback number, just in case we get disconnected?
480-466-6710.
I have 480-466-6710. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And would you like to receive a text message of the ETA and the provider's name?
That'd be perfect.
Okay. Message and data rate may apply. And may I have that policy number?
Yeah. Alpha, Zebra, Alpha, P as in Paul, 00004233
Okay. I have A as in Apple, Z as in Zebra, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, 00004233 Is that correct?
There's actually five zeros in the middle instead of four.
Okay. And may I have the last six digits of that VIN number?
130569.
I have 130569. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about today?
2015 GMC Yukon SLE.
Okay. And what color is that vehicle?
It's like a gunmetal gray, tan. It's a weird color. It's nice.
Okay. So you said like a gray tan?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's wrong with the vehicle today?
It won't start. I believe the battery might be dead.
Okay. So you want to jump start today, or do you want a tow service?
One or the other. If it can't be jumped, then I need to get towed to the place that replaced the battery.
Okay, so you just want to do a tow service?
Or a jump, if it only needs a jump, and then I can drive it to the facility that I need to.
Okay, well, we can do a jump start today.
Well, we can do a jump slash tow, right? If it won't jump, then they can tow me, correct?
If I do a jump start, and then I will have to do another ticket to do a tow service. So it'll be two separate tickets.
But if we do a tow service, mm-hmm. and they show up and I ask to jump start me, then we're still, that would be better, right?
I'm not sure. They may do it for you, but on our end, a jump start and a tow service, a tow is two different services. So you would have to call in to do two different service for that.
Okay. Let's set it up as a tow service then.
Okay. Will the
go ahead.
Will the vehicle shift into neutral?
Yes.
Okay.
So I had I just had this vehicle towed about 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be on a flatbed truck. Right. So.
Okay. And tow service. Okay, so I have some additional questions to ask. If they don't apply, just state no for me. Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard?
Four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive, okay. Is this service a result of an accident?
No.
Okay. And will you be with the vehicle when the provider gets there?
Yes.
And do you have the keys with you?
Yes, the keys are with me.
Okay. And does anyone need to ride with the provider?
Yes, I would need a ride with it.
Okay, so I am going to let you know that due to COVID, there is no guarantee that someone will be able to ride with the provider. Is that okay?
That's fine, one way or the other. If I need an Uber, I will.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 second. And what's the address that the vehicle is currently located?
1226 South Signal Butte, that's Butte Road, Mesa, Arizona, 85209.
85209. Okay, so I have 1226 South Butte Road. Is it South Single
Signal
Butte Road?
Butte Road is,
Signal.
Yeah, Signal.
Okay.
SIGNAL.
And is this at a business or resident?
It's parked in front of a business.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and at this business, is it like an AT&T store close by it?
Yeah, it's right out in front. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the address that you would like the vehicle to be towed to?
Let me look that up. Get my brain to work here. All right, the address is 1436 Higley Road.
Higley?
H-I-G-L-E-Y.
Oh, you say Higley. H-I-G-L-E-Y. And what's that
correct
zip code?
85234.
85234. Okay. And it's called Firestone Complete Auto?
That's correct.
Okay. And does the repair shop know that the vehicle is coming?
No, they do not. Not as of yet. But I will inform them.
Okay. And do you know what time they close?
6 p.m.
Okay. Okay. So I do have you mapped and located. I'm going to reach out to some providers, and once they accept it, they will send you a text message of the ETA and the provider's name.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, that's it. That'll be it.
Okay. Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.